And welcome back to Food and Dining on today's Topical Currents. Bonnie Berman with Joseph Cooper. Are we ready for Thursday's Food and Dining?
I certainly am.
Well, joining us, chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gassenheimer. Today's edition looks at a way to not only curb the proliferation of a non-native aquatic predator, but to perhaps gain some fine dining.
A predator.
Linda, you'll have to take us through this.
Well,
here we go.
Sure will. What are we talking about? We're talking about lionfish. It's a very colorful fish. It has a voracious appetite. And they themselves are predators. And they can destroy our whole local fish population without any question about that. And there's not much we can do about curbing them except perhaps selling them commercially. And now Whole Foods Markets throughout the state of Florida is doing just that. And to tell us more about this lionfish is David Ventura. He's the Whole Foods Regional Seafood Coordinator. Let's welcome David.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you for having me. We're very grateful to be part of your show. Thank you.
Well, we're happy to have
you. Are these things like piranha or something?
No.
Joe. Well, also with us is Yasmani Perez. He's the Whole Foods Associate Store Team Leader, and he creates recipes for lionfish. And we love him because he brought food for us to taste. So let's welcome Yasmani.
Hello, Linda. How are you? Thank you for having me here today.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming. Of course, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Have you either caught or had a chance maybe to eat lionfish? Do you have any questions or suggestions for our guests? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
Or radio at WLRN.org is our email.
Right. And of course, our favorite wine guy is with us, Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype. Fred writes the wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes columns that you can read in the Miami Herald. And you can also read his wine column. It's Saturdays in the Miami Herald food section. Fred, what are we drinking today?
Where there is fish, there has to be wine, and I'm going to take care of it.
I'm sure you will. Thank you, Fred Tasker. David Ventura, first of all, you know, how did this lionfish invasion start, and why have they become so invasive?
Well, it's been brought to our attention that it was brought here by the aquarium industry, of all things.
And it was to people had, like, little fish in their aquarium?
Exactly, exactly. And they would go go to work every day, and when they would come home, they would find there would be less and less fish left in the tank. So finally, they discovered that the lionfish were eating all the other fish in their aquarium tank.
So they got rid of them. They put them in the canals?
Well, what happened was I believe they, obviously a lot of people were upset and they went back to the store, and the store obviously made good on the purchase, and they obviously released them into the ocean.
The pet stores did?
It's been brought to our attention that
That's what happened.
Hmm. That's what happened, yeah.
But they've multiplied so quickly. How does that happen?
Well, the female at the age of 1 year old, she is capable of laying every 2 to 3 days 30,000 to 40,000 eggs.
Wow.
For a total of 2 million eggs per year.
And that's one fish, and there's no predator because they have these big spines that are sort of venomous.
Correct. They do have 18 spines that are venomous, and in our waters, there is no native predator for the lionfish, correct? You're absolutely correct.
Wow. But now I understand the meat's very tasty because we have some here and we're eating it. Now, does this venomous spine have anything to do with the meat itself?
Absolutely not. The meat is totally, totally safe to eat. I've eaten myself various ways. I've had it in the form of sushi, ceviche, fish tacos, which we're going to have today. And I've also eaten it pan sauteed. So it's very versatile.
Just like regular fish.
Absolutely.
And you know,
it's very versatile.
Is it? And this has made us this wonderful fish taco here. So, but I just wanted to ask you another question. Humans are really the only predators for this fish, is what you're saying. And they have to be speared. So how are you selling at the market if you can only spear these fish? How can you spear enough of it?
Well, again, how we started was we started back in March. And our adventure took us down to the Keys, and we started to partner with a lot of the local fishermen that we currently do throughout the state of Florida. And I had a nice opportunity to meet a diver, and she educated me on the process, how they have to dive anywhere down to as deep as 150 feet.
Wow.
And what they do is they catch them one by one, spear caught, and they bring them up, and then we have a distribution system, and we purchase them through the divers throughout the state of Florida.
Why can they only be caught gotten with a spear?
Well, currently, that is the only way that they can be harvested because of regulation. They do like traps, for example, but right now there isn't a trap that will meet regulation because the concern is bycatch, you know, so we don't want to have a lot of bycatch because at Whole Foods Market, you know, our mission is to move the seafood industry to greater sustainability, creating healthy ecosystems, reversing overfishing and bycatch.
When by bycatch, you mean...
Meaning other fish.
Correct.
They'll catch other fish that they don't want and they just throw them out even though they die or they don't use them.
Correct. That's absolutely a big concern. You know, it's one of our core values at Whole Foods Market is to be the stewards of the environment. And the lionfish, they're not playing nice. You know, they're going against everything we're trying to accomplish. They're damaging the coral reef, and they're eating all the species that are native to Florida. And how they damage the coral reef is they actually eat the fish that are the cleaners of the algae. And because the algae is left uncontrolled, the coral reef are dying. The coral reef is dying.
So not only are they ruining our fish population, they're ruining the coral reef, the whole ecosystem.
Absolutely, absolutely.
The whole ecosystem. We have a caller here.
Well, maybe it would be, maybe we could leave alone the more endangered fish and start fishing more for the lionfish.
Well, it also seems that spearing these things one by one is making a very small impact on the total population that are predators of the other fish.
Correct. That's a very good point. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission have told us there's millions of those fish in our waters currently.
Huh.
The first fish was spotted actually in Dania Beach by a diver in 1985. And from 1985, they spread as far north to Rhode Island and in the Atlantic Ocean and as far south as
Brazil. So it's destroying the population up and down the East Coast.
Absolutely. It's not just Florida. It's very, very prevalent here in Florida. Because they love the warm water.
Right.
So they're not in the Pacific?
I don't know if... they actually originate from the Indian and Pacific Ocean. That's where they originally came from. Oh. That's where the aquarium industry purchased them from. But there's a total different circumstance over there. There's because of evolution, they have some predators. It's also brought to my attention there's a parasite that will attack the male lionfish. And what that parasite does, it renders the male sterile. So that's one form of controlling the population. Currently, that parasite is not in our waters, so that's a good or bad thing. Again, that's all depends on science, of course, because, again, you don't know when that parasite does catch up with species, what it's going to do to native species.
Right.
That's a big question mark.
Yeah. Well, if you can't eat them, you can't beat them. We have to eat them. You can't beat them. We're going to eat them because we have somebody calling in.
Well, our motto.
We have Debbie.
What's your motto?
Our motto is take a bite out of the lionfish.
Okay, take a bite out of the lionfish. Debbie, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I just want you to know that I stopped by Whole Foods Market the other day, and I saw they had lionfish, and I made lionfish ceviche, and it was absolutely delicious.
So you had ceviche, which is...
Nice thing was that they cleaned them for you. So you don't have to worry about, you know, touching the actual outside of the fish, because Whole Foods cleaned them for you.
That's a very good point, Debbie. First of all, thank you for shopping Whole Foods Market. We appreciate it. All our team members are very well trained in the handling of lionfish and processing of the lionfish, as well as all the other species. And we also offer at no charge the processing of the fish for you. So that's something that we're very, very happy to provide our customers. So thank you for shopping Whole Foods.
So Debbie, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Well, we've been talking about eating them, and Yaz is sitting here, and he brought us fish to eat.
So yes, let me try this now.
Yeah, tell us what we're eating here.
Absolutely, Linda. So what I've prepared for you today is a great lionfish taco. It's marinated in lime juice and cilantro, pan-seared.
Mm.
And then what I served it with is a...
So you cook it and you marinate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. And what I've paired it up with is a nice wasabi avocado dipping sauce.
And what's in that?
So that's just made with a nice plain Greek yogurt and a little bit of avocado, some cilantro, jalapeno, and then the wasabi.
It's really good.
It's delicious. And that recipe is at dinnerinminutes.com. We've got all the recipes. And we've got a recipe for ceviche up there as well that you gave us.
Yes, ma'am. And your caller called in and said that she was making ceviche. It's a great fish for ceviche. It's great for oven roasting, frying. I mean, it's got so many great applications. It's a very, very versatile fish.
Now, do you take these home as fillets or steaks or...
Yep. So we come into the stores. All of our great fishmongers are trained to clean them up and fillet them for you. So really, the only thing you have to do is just imagine what you're going to prepare with it. And anything that you really want to do with it, you're capable of doing with this fish, they're going to take care of all the dirty work for you right in the store.
And if you pan fry it, what's the best way to do that?
I'm a very big fan of Cajun blackening spice. Just a nice light coating, a little bit of olive oil, great sear on both sides. Just finish it right in the oven. Comes out perfect.
Okay.
Well, and also, I'm eating this, and it's very, it's thick. It's very meaty. And I think you were telling me, David, that these are fat fish.
It's not a fat fish.
Not fat in the sense of oil fat, but
correct.
But,
well,
thick.
Think of it as they can consume 45 to 50 fish a day or anything else. The only things they don't eat in the ocean are sea turtles, coral reef, and mammals. Everything else is on their diet.
How much fish a day?
They eat 45 to 50
fish
per
a day.
Per day.
We're talking about millions of these
correct.
Fish.
Correct.
Doing that.
Correct. They have a ferocious appetite. They've eaten so much that scientists have, when they do an autopsy on their liver, they have found their liver is 3 times the size of normal, and they attribute that to the overeating that's happening.
Isn't that unusual in nature for animals to overeat?
That's a good question. I don't have the answer to that one.
Okay.
That's a good question.
He hasn't talked to the fish lately, but he just sells them.
It seems like.
Right. They
He's not a biologist.
Right. I'm not a biologist.
They're spare caught. It's difficult to catch them and all. So what is the price of this fish? I mean, we're going to pay a lot of money for it?
Well, fortunately at Whole Foods Market, we feel that to create the market, which we have, we're selling ours everyday value at $9.99 a pound, whole fish. And then on occasion, maybe once or twice per month, we will sell it on sale, the whole fish, for $8.99 a pound. But I want to talk about the diver a little bit if I can.
I just wanted to come back to when you say whole fish, can I buy a fillet?
Yes, you could buy it also filleted, but most of our customers come in and they buy the whole fish and we will process it for them.
What do you mean? We buy the whole fish, then you'll fillet it?
Yeah, you pay for the whole fish and then you have it filleted for free.
Right, okay. Because there's some customers that would like to take the whole fish home and they put it on the barbecue. They'll barbecue the whole fish. You know, there's plenty
with
of customers.
With the skin?
Without the spine, though.
Well, yeah, we take off the spines for them.
And clean it.
And we clean it. And some will ask us to do certain things to it, and then whatever they want, we're happy to service their needs, and they'll take it home, they put it on their grill, and they'll barbecue.
Okay. Now, you wanted to talk about the divers.
Yes. Again, we've been in doing business with the community for a long, long time, Whole Foods Market. It's very, very important for us. And I didn't have any contacts for lionfish. So the fishermen have introduced me to the divers, and the divers, I have to say, they are very, very unique, creative, hardworking people. I mean, they are very passionate about getting lionfish out of the water. I mean, they go down depths of 150 feet, and they do it in numerous times because there's only so much time they could go down there because of the oxygen and the air tanks and everything. But
so they don't come up much higher than that, or?
Well, actually, the lionfish have been spotted as deep as 900 feet. However, we don't have the capability going down there. Exactly.
A bathyscope.
Exactly. And the lionfish actually, they swim in like 200 to 300, a school of 200 to 300 at a time. Huh. They've been known to land on a certain reef, and within 4 to 6 weeks, they will wipe out 75% of the fish population on that reef.
Wow. Well, on that note,
what are we going to do?
Well, the Whole Foods is trying to help us understand that we need to do something.
Restaurants should start serving it as well. And
well, let's see what happens. Well, on that note, we're going to take
sleep tonight.
On that note, it's time for a break. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. My guests today are David Ventura and Yasmani Perez. They're from Whole Foods Market in Florida. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. We're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking about the invasive species lionfish with David Ventura, Whole Foods Regional Seafood Coordinator, and Yasmani Perez, Whole Foods Associate Store Team Leader. David's been explaining why this fish has become so dangerous to our environment, and Whole Foods is now selling the fish, and Yasmani has been talking how to cook lionfish and brought us wonderful fish to eat. But now it's dinner in minute time, so here's another fish recipe. And it's a fish fillet. I call it snapper parmesan with spinach penne pasta. But you could use lionfish for this recipe.
Right.
It's a 10-minute meal for sure. The fish fillets are topped with sliced tomatoes and melted parmesan cheese. So it's really easy. You make it in the broiler. First, you broil the fish for a few minutes on each side. Then I add some tomato slices and some Parmesan cheese and melt that under the broiler for a minute. And it's done. It's really simple and easy. And for the spinach penne pasta, you just cook the penne in boiling water and add some spinach just at the end there so it wilts in the water, a little olive oil, and it's ready to serve. So, Joe, yes, it's 10 minutes. You can do it.
Maybe. Probably 15 or 20 for me.
Probably. Okay. So, anyway, the complete recipe and the photo can be found on my website. That's dinnerinminutes.com. And you can also find Yasmani's recipes for lionfish there at dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Fred Tasker, what are we drinking?
Well, you know, I love the idea of eating lionfish. It's a chance to have a gourmet meal and save the planet at the same time. Of course, it brings up the crucial question of what wine to serve with it. Now, I haven't tasted lionfish, but I heard you folks talking about it, that it's considered delicate and mild and that sort of thing, and compared to grouper or snapper. And with a mild fish like that, I like to pair the wine not with the fish, but with the sauce it's cooked in. Now, Linda's, if you prepared it the way Linda did her snapper, it would be rich and buttery, so I'd go with an equally rich and buttery California Chardonnay, or even an expensive French white Burgundy.
Sounds good.
And now Yaz is mentioning sushi, and I think if you were making sushi of it, you could serve it with sake. And in fact, the taco with wasabi sauce also might go very nicely with sake.
Mm. Sounds fantastic, actually.
Yeah.
Alternatively, I like to, when I have a nice mild fish like lionfish, I like to simply dust it in cornmeal and saute it in butter. The most simple of possible ways of preparing it. And of course, with all fried
here
foods,
it comes.
Wine of choice is crisp, light, bubbly, sparkling wine.
What a surprise! Glad you got that in, Fred.
Have to do that. Now, grilled lionfish, on the other hand, would have those tasty, bitter grill marks, and that, I think, might even justify a light red wine, like a Pinot Noir. And you could also use a Pinot Noir if you cook the lionfish in a red wine sauce, and I think same light red wine would go well if you mentioned that blackened lionfish. Now, I saw a great recipe online. I was looking at the lionfish, and they had one for lionfish in a coconut curry sauce.
That sounds
just absolutely over the top. And I'd pair this with a sweet, extra-rich, vanilla-scented French viognier. Now I'm making myself hungry.
And us as well, Fred.
Now, finally, if you simply bake the lionfish and hit it with a squeeze of lemon juice, I'd serve a citrus-flavored Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand. So I think overall you could pair lionfish with wines the same way you would pair it with a grouper or a snapper. So fans, pig out and save the planet. Linda?
Just like lionfish do. Except
right.
they're
picking
it.
Out and they're destroying the planet. Yes. Instead. David and Cheryl, what's been your customer reaction to this? Selling of the lionfish in the store. Have they come in to buy it?
That's a great question. When we first started in April, the first week of April, we tried three test stores, which were the Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale, and Sarasota store. And the response was overwhelmingly positive. They are very, very in tune to it. They're very concerned about the environment. That's the number one motivation why they're coming in and buying the lionfish. And now that we have it in all 26 stores, we have been very successful with it. And the customers are very, very happy that we have it. Sometimes they're calling in, and because of the challenges sometimes with the weather and the diving community to get down there to compete with the weather conditions, we have a store might be out of stock. So they're actually leaving their names and their numbers for when it comes in for us to call them back. And
I was wondering about that. Is the venom of any danger to the diver?
Not that I'm aware of. They wear protective gear, but once again, I'm not a diver, so I would think that question would be posed best to the diver.
What about the customers? Do they express any concern about the venom?
They ask the question, and we'll give them the answer that the meat is not venomous.
And when they buy the whole fish, the spines are gone, so the skin might be on, but it's perfectly safe, is what you're saying.
Absolutely, and we'll trim and remove the spines for each order as it goes out.
Are there plans to increase your ability to catch more?
Yes, I've met with many, many people in industry, Florida Fish and Wildlife, for example. I've partnered with many of the people that we do business with in the fishing industry. I've also talked to people at NOAA about this.
Now, NOAA is the National Oceanic Atmosphere Administration.
Correct.
So
right.
Very good.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, I talked to our doctor.
I looked it up.
Dr. James Morris. He was very helpful, and he's very passionate, as many people are, about trying to control the problem. Mm. It's a big problem.
It sure is, and so that's when. So should we call the store to see if there's fish in before we go in?
Well, again, I would advise that if you're really passionate about serving it that particular night. But as a rule, we do have it in all our stores. We're working very hard. Interesting enough, I'm receiving calls from divers that have heard that we're doing this, and they want to do on the weekend. They dive on the weekend and
sell it to you?
And they want to be able to harvest the lionfish because they're very passionate about getting it out of the water like we are.
Well, this is so interesting, and it's been a very interesting and tasty week. I want to thank you, David Ventura, for joining us, and Yasmani Perez. Your fish taco here is just delicious. Thank you so much.
It really was.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you, Linda and team, for having us. We appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you can buy the lionfish at all the Whole Foods markets in Florida. Is that correct? At all the food markets?
All 26, correct.
And Fred Tasker, great advice as always. I'm glad you got that bubbly in.
Yeah, me too.
Next week we'll be talking about a healthy take on Middle Eastern food with Zouk, executive chef, and co-owner Danny Ghanem. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.